Till now we've been going in order. We've been going in order. I would like to try today. I'm going to try to finish up. I may skip a few. I would like to try to finish up today. The mi'ud tainug, a mi'ud of tainug of pleasures. To be kind of tired, men has dvarim. The person doesn't say no tainug. Where is the room for tanugim, for pleasures? Where is the room for elam hazeh? Mi'ud tainug means that his point, his tachlis, his tayelis, is not the pursuit of pleasures. Mi'ud tainug means that he uses pleasures, like the Messias Hasharim says, elam hazeh should be used for yishuv. We saw one of the men has tanyan for tayur is tanyishuv, is to be relaxed. Is to be in a miyushuv state of mind. Is to be relaxed. To be kind of tired, a person can't be tense and nervous and worried and troubled. It needs yishuv to be kind of shmaitz avoy tzilusav. The purpose of Olam Hazeh is to have that yishuv. The person needs to take a walk every day. The person needs to have a certain relaxation just to be miyashuv's mind. That's the Mrs. Hisham Geder. But if his pursuit is Olam Hazeh, if that's his goal, he can't be kind of tired. If his goal is to just to be kind of Olam Hazeh, just to get as many worldly pleasures, as many tanugim as possible, that he can't be kind of tired. His goal has to be one of Ruchnius. Chavadah is the ultimate tainug. Chavadah, that's the ultimate tainug, but he's not going after, his goal cannot be a meal in Essex. That can't be his goal. That can't be his aim, his focus, his drive. That could be something. It's a side thing, gives him yishuv adas. Gives him a yishuv. Mi'ud tainug, that's what mi'ud tainug means. Mi'ud shena, a limiting of sleep. Chazal actually says, sometimes we feel bad for ourselves that we're tired. Now, Avada Bais, she gets enough, she gets sleep. Avada Bais, she gets sleep. But Mi'ud Sheina means you share. Don't, a person is fakir. So it's a beautiful thing. Sometimes when you feel a little shvach, it's a beautiful feeling. Baruch Hashem, we're putting our koiches. Don't be the kind of the guy, who's strong and just, living it up, doing nothing. Fakir, such a person is unhealthy. It says, Batala Mevil De Shiyamon. Being the bottle, being Isaac and nothing, brings to craziness. It says in Baba Kama that an animal could be a shar just to gore on Shabbos. It could be a mu'a just to gore on Shabbos. If an animal gores three times on Shabbos, so it could be a shar, it could be a mu'a. The halach is an animal gores three times, pays nezek shalom. The first three times, one times one and two, it only pays chatzin nezek. This animal goes three times on Shabbos. It's expected to go on Shabbos. On a weekday, you still only pay chatzin nezek. What's the svar of Shavuot pays it's a shalom? The Bailam should have expected it. You, the owner, should have expected it to gore. Your animal already gore three times. Don't you know it's going to gore again? So this time, you're paying full price for the damages. The first three times, I didn't know it was going to gore. You pay half price. This animal goes three times on Shabbos. You have to expect it on Shabbos. During the week, you don't have to expect it. The shayla is, why would the animal gore three times? Why would it gore another time on Shabbos? What about Shabbos causes it to gore? So what? There are different shots of gore in the shayla. Some say different mabushim, different clothing people wear causes it to gore. Nice with the ragachan. But the other is tying of shayla. Rashi says pshat, that since on Shabbos it's bored, it doesn't work on Shabbos. Batala makes it crazy. It gores every Shabbos because it's crazy. Because it's going crazy. It's going out of its box. It's bored. You have to know that everybody says it's good to be a little tired. It's the most joyous thing in the world. Mi'ud shena, it's one of the kinyanim of tayr. It's a joyous thing. Get your sleep. I'm not suggesting it. So don't be schmoozing. The life of the misuf and shnas oivid. Sayif means sleep or means the years. It's sweet. The sleep or the years of the worker. It's much zisir, the years, it's misukim. Adam amol yula, the person was created to work. Don't ever feel badly. You're tired. It should be a beautiful feeling. I care. Chaz de Hashem is a friend of mine calls when you get sleep lines. So Jason Reinfeld. So let me see the little haba lines. Calls them my little haba lines. Sleep line when somebody is very tired. Lines on the right. Calls them my little haba lines. Let me see the little haba lines. Mi'ud shena. We're not here. If I care. The life of working. It's a big zchus to be an amal. Big zchus. Everybody's supposed to be an amal. Everybody has to be an amal. The Chayyim Sababa says the reason why Hashem made working, he gives two reasons. Why does Hashem make it? We have to work. Why didn't he let the manna come down and let us just learn all day? He says it keeps us away from Averis. He says that if in a chanami, a person who's a tzaddik, the rare person who's such a tzaddik who can learn all day and daven and not do aveiros, doesn't need after work. The reason Hashem created parnasa, the Chazal Baba says this, is to keep people away from aveiros. Work is healthy. It's healthy. A person who doesn't wear himself out in Torah, his tivus are much stronger also. The biggest aches of the tivus, not in the school life, in the school is also, to me the biggest aches of tivus is work hard. A guy has a lot of koiches, tivus rampant. A guy is hashrach, he just worked very hard, his tivus lessened. You picture a guy, you carried a heavy fridge around. I know he did something there. It's on my mind. David Miley helped me carry a fridge last night. But and Zevi Chang. But a guy carries a heavy thing all around for hours. He's schlepping around. Afterwards, he didn't schlep last night. He didn't schlep for chsadim. The guy is schlepping. If the guy's working hard, afterwards his tivus are much, much less. Much, much less. The guy's too schwach. Pasha too schwach. The person puts into Torah. He puts in, he wears himself down with Torah. He's exhausted. He pashut has no time left. My father says pshat, beautiful pshat, a gorgeous pshat. In Azinu it says, Am novel v'lo chacham. It calls Klai Yisrael Am novel, a disgusting nation. What is Am novel? It calls Klai Yisrael a disgusting nation. Not the word special nation. So Rashi says pshat in Chumash, that it refers to Machlag Rashi and Unkus. Rashi says pshat, a disgusting nation. We don't have a curse at Torah sometimes. Hashem. We're better than everybody else, but we're not as a karsa tayv should. That's disgusting. It's miyos not to have a karsa tayv. But Unklus is a different shot. Unklus says, Am Novel, the disgusting nation, it means the nation who accepted the Torah. Why is that Am Novel? Because Amad that Kabinu Araisa, such a lashon. The nation that accepted the Torah. Why is that called an Am Novel? So what does the word novel mean? Yisrael says, novel people, worn down. It means the worn out nation. Am novel means the worn out nation. That's Klal Yisrael. That's it means, the nation that accepted the Torah. Because the Torah is, my father is, the Gemara says, Eina Torah Miskamisom Mishom Nabil Atzma Yaleh. The Nabil Atzma Yaleh. Somebody wears himself out over it. So that's Am novel, the worn out nation. That's the nation that accepted the Torah. It's healthy to be a little tired. It's healthy. In Zohar it says, Alpi Kabbalah, it says that the same Taiva for Nashim is the Taiva for Torah. That's Alpi Kabbalah. But to explain it in our, in the Dagger that we understand, that this is Hecher and Yanim, Eli Yisik Minastarim. In ways that we can understand, the person who wears himself out for Torah, his Taiva for Nashim is less. Baruch Hachamah that way. In the Sayyim, the experience shows that anybody's experience, you put in the day, the first Seder you're driving, the second Seder you're driving, the night Seder you're hurrying away. The guy has no kaifas left for Taiva. He's used up, he's spent. That's Mia Chena. That's one of the kinyanim for Taiva, to be a Taiva Dika Yiddish, to push it, to wear yourself down a little. Levad Ravais, to get enough sleep. Should all frish it. Hanaisen la Yoyiv Koyach. Let's be a Yoyiv. Let's be Taga, somebody who's Omo, but Hashem should give us fresh kaifas. B'miyat Sicha. A lessening of talk, of chatter. Person has to sit and learn Taiva. Person sit and learn Taiva again. Again, not to be a person who just wants to, sometimes he's learning a chavrus, and he sees the in the hallway, handling, hacking, tumbling. That's not a kind of Torah tzicha. First, let's sit down with chavrus. So, miyot tzicha. Miyot tzchaik. A last thing of leitzanus. Laughter is a good thing. It doesn't say no tzchaik. It says miyot tzchaik. Tzchaik's a good thing. There were many Amiran who used to start their shiur, the Gemara Pesachim, with dichus, with a light thing, with a joke. The Amiran who started that way. I always wished I was funny. I would start with a joke also. Okay. What can you do? But a good joke is good. It gives yishin adas. For me, it's like not too much joke, not too much laughter, not too much leitzanus. Too much leitzanus clouds the person. What am I here for? I'm not here for stam to party. I'm here for taiga to people. Me, it's like less thing of joking. Too much like doesn't feel like a taigic environment. This is an important thing. Sometimes the Friday night suit in yeshiva. But it's not most of the Bachar here, not most, every Bachar here. It's amazing how a joke could be such a great tool. Could be, in the right time, it could be so mechazik and so chashiv, a joke. It could cheer up a guy. A good joke, actually come or get up at It's not if it won't attack anybody. Just a good joke at a Sheva Bracha. So it makes everybody laugh, and it's so positive. A good joke, a guy in a speech. I give it back to you at the Friday night Suda, and with a good joke. You know, to say a joke, it's so good. It's Moshe, it pulls everybody towards the speaker. It's so powerful, a good joke. And too much of it, is done in the wrong way, is such a negative. Bacham Ramon will come to my house, I see they look down. I could see 50 guys come to my house on a Friday night, they all look down. What happened? There was late sonnes at the Suda. People feel achi in a matzah of late sonnes. It doesn't feel... Everybody will chuckle, they'll chuckle out of midas. It's not nice, it's not shame. Bacham will come, I see when they come to my house. I'll see 50 guys come, they all look down. Down, it was a good joke. Jokes to pick people up, but also to make a person feel... It's the past. Makes the whole environment, it's not tired of. Schaik and told the person, didn't feel tired of it. Didn't feel we were in a serious, this is she, this your beautiful special makam. You destroyed the seriousness of the place too much, let's honest. A good joke about it, a good laugh, share a good laugh, beautiful. Good, a solid laugh, done in the right time, in the right place, is so special, a good joke. Not much special, it can be maishik somebody's lathe, it's so powerful, it's tremendous. But too much schaik, too much let's honest, at the wrong time, inappropriately, it's honest, it hurts the atmosphere. Somebody in the Beis Medrash will let out a holler, like sonistic oifen, it's not in the right place, in the right time. Not coming to give hilchus like sonis, when is the right? Each person understands it for himself. But a bad like sonis in the wrong time, it hurts the environment. The person feels, I'm not going to turn to the makam. It's not needless. Besides that, it's not needless, it hurts the makam. You can pour it the Friday night Suda stuff, so you have to be mechazik. The Roshis, not here, the Roshis here. You have to be mechazik this nekuda. The only thing it's my nagir is I'm eating in yeshiva tonight. Ken Zayn did this. I don't want Leitzanis. Leitzanis is very, my father, all the years, is very kanoi against Leitzanis. If we were sitting around schmoozing in the house all the years growing up, if we were sitting around schmoozing late at night, he broke it up. We're busy, we don't, but Leitzanis is Sinai. Schmoozing broke up if we were just, it was frivolous, laughing, he likes him happy, very happy person. Sinai Leitzanis. It was just frivolous. It's a very bad thing, like Sonis. It takes the environment, it's not Tayyidic. Tayyidic environment has to be, there's a certain seriousness on right side. Life's serious. With a smile, with a huge smile. Life's a smile, not like Sonis. Happy and serious. Simcha and like Sonis are a different world apart. Be careful, me at Tzchaik. Tzchaik's good, but a me, it has to be done with a seichel. It has to be brains behind it, not for our brains. The Gdolim were hilarious. The Alta Nevada was a very funny person. Extremely funny person. The Danish Finkel was hilarious. The Chaim Brim was very funny. Very, very funny. The Gdolim were very funny. It's a tremendous leader when there's brains behind it, when there's a cheshm behind it. That's Miat Schaik, there's a cheshm behind it. All these that say Miat, doesn't say no Schaik. Miat means the Pirish of Miat. Explain it better, Rabbi Yisrael. The Pirish of any time you say Miat, is the cheshm behind it. There's a cheshm behind it. What's Kedusha? People look for holiness in life. What's Kedusha? So Rashi says, do you think our ideas that we conjure up in our mind of holiness? We think that I fast for 10 years, v'chulu v'chulu. What's Kedusha? Rashi says, parish min al-rayas, controls. Kedusha is the pshat, the person that has controls. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's the pirish of Kedusha. Precious Menarayas, the first is control. The Pirish of all these things, Niyot, what is the implication of Niyot? To be in the night means there's a you, there's somebody home. There's a Niyot, there's a Cheshbin. Niyot Achila means there's a Niyot, there's somebody who's controlling the matters. It's not uncontrolled. When a guy gets up and he rips somebody in a speech, it's uncontrolled humor. Could you funny? You can't control him. It's uncontrolled, it's a lack of a Niyot. If once a guy has controls, then he has to use it in the right times. That's the pirish of all these things. Miyot tainiv, miyot shena, miyot sicha, miyot tzchaik. All these things that it says miyot, it means it has to be controlled. There has to be a cheshm to it. So your tzchaik calls has to be a cheshm. Is this the right time? Am I hurting anybody by it? If you're hurting by a line, it's not the guy may live. I've seen this all the time. It's this week's parsha. It's Issig d'oraisa, inos dvarim. People don't know this. We should write a sefer on this topic. There's an Issur d'oraisa v'inos dvarim. You're not allowed to hurt somebody. Issur d'oraisa. You're not allowed to eat chazu. You're not allowed to hurt somebody. It's not mutter to make fun of the guy. Not at a sheva brach. It's not at a chasna. Not anything. It's not mutter to make fun of somebody. It's v'inos dvarim. The person is hurt. end of subject. You can be funny, you hurt somebody, say, no, that's the bottom. It's a daraisa. That's it. It's not a hechter, it's just not mutter. You hurt somebody. I'm telling you, when you say a joke, again, you say self-deprecating humor, you say that, you say a good funny line. There's a lot of humor, not all humor hurts people. But the line against the guy made him laugh, he's hurt. It's clear that way, it's pashuk. That's miyutzchot, as a chajim. Erech hapayim, slow to anger. The Gemara in Pesachim says that anger makes a person stupid. So Gemara in Pesachim, it says that anger, kol akoyis, it says chachmasim staletis, Pesachim stamachvav nebez. Whoever gets angry, his wisdom leaves him. Anger, pasha, makes a person dumb. Daiton yisakel. Says about anger that it makes their brain, it's a pasha, it makes the brain, it stuffs up the brain. A guy is stupid when he's angry. Anybody who's seen somebody in a fit of rage, he does things so dumb. I've seen it. I don't know what problem. I'm always admitting my sins. I don't tell you a million times. Don't worry. The kids admit, but I know when I'm angry, I'll lose my patience with my kids. I'll say something out of anger. While you're saying, it's amazing. You're a prisoner. In the back of my mind, I say, you're so stupid. Why are you saying this? But that's anger. It makes you dumb. All your speech is kesh. You speak about chinuch. I hear in the back of my brain, it says, kesh, you gave us shmooze last Friday. You speak all about chinuch, that impatience with your children. Now, this is playing in my mind while I'm yelling at the daikam yisakel. The brain becomes stupid, anger. And one of the kiyonot for Torah, one of it is not to have anger. I remember I was saying this on my Shabbos time. I was speaking about anger. Anger can make a person look foolish. There were two girls who were eating in the Suda by me in Eretz Yisrael. And I was saying over this vart about anger. So I remember one, they both said they were in a shul together. They got them in a shul in America somewhere together. And they it was a snowy or rainy day. And the coat rack was filled up, and it seemed that a fellow had a hat, and Nebuch, the people, it seemed when he came back to the hallway, he couldn't find his hat anywhere. It was on the table, he left it on the table. You know, the table was stacked with coats, the whole table. He said, where'd they put it? At the end, they're looking around, one of the girls was helping, everybody's trying to look at his hat. She picked up the coats, and his hat was under the coats. It's a little smashed, not very, coats aren't that heavy, but it smashed in a little bit. A lot of coats about this hat. And the man blew his fuse. He was screaming. They said, this is a grown-up man, an older fellow. You put back that. Peseda. He took the hat and crumpled it into a little ball in one hand, and he wound up and threw it into the wall. They said it was a scene like he never typed up your soccer. Pasha, he looked stupid. Pasha looked stupid. That's Erech HaPayim. Anger makes a person. It says the Gemara in Adarim says Kol Akayis Kol Minei Gehenim Sholtim Bay. Whoever gets angry goes to Gehenim. So Pashup Shat, you learn it means Gehenim will go to Gehenim later on. The Rush learns via Kol Minei Gehenim Sholtim Bay. He's in Gehenim while he's in anger. That's Gehenim. Anger is mamish Gehenim. The guy now he's going to go to Gehenim later on. It's Gehenim to be in anger. His life's a guy's life, a life of anger is in Gehenim. It's Gehenim for his mishpacha. It's Gehenim for him. He's in Gehenim already. Anger, if you want to be a terrible person, it's something tremendously to avoid, anger. To be Erech HaPayim, very slow to anger, not to be an angry person. Very, very, very crucial. Just to raise you, how many families are hurt from parents' anger? Achmanu Litzlam, what it does for a home. It's a churban of a home, anger. It's a churban for a home, anger. Very, very devastating for a home. How many times in anger people say stupid things to their wife? I can't forget. I was on a bus ride home from the Kaisel with my wife. We had gone to the Kaisel on Mighty Shabbos. Beautiful at the Kaisel. I always love the first bus back is free. The first couple of buses. Because nobody has money to pay. Beautiful. Now, if you scroll, the first few buses back from the Kaisel are free. Because you don't have three shekels in your pocket. You go Shabbos, you can take a two bus back for free. Beautiful thing. Anyway, the first couple of, I don't know exactly what time the bus driver said, don't try Tuesday, they said, I didn't make Abdullah yet, it won't work. The first couple of bus rides, I added the Kaisla for his thumb. So my wife and I went for many, because we went for, after Shal Shu, 8 Shal Shu, this we went to the Kaisla, and we were busing back. I remember I shouldn't have been listening in, but not to listen in. Earplugs wouldn't have helped not to listen in. There was a guy in front of me who was yelling at his wife, but it was such late sunrise, it was comical. He was blaming everything on her. You could have cried, man, poor wife, but it was so silly when he's yelling at his wife. Such utter silliness. Mamish, anger makes the person so stupid. The bus would stop. He would scream at her that the bus driver stopped the bus. It's your fault. Like every mishpura is like ridiculous. The way he was yelling at him. Other nights on us. Anger is a terrible, terrible disease. Terrible machla. First has to work on working himself stark, not to get angry. Mom is hard, and you shouldn't get angry. You should work it. He is angry. Don't say anything. You're dumb when you're angry. Don't say anything. Anger you can't always control. I'm only getting angry. Don't say anything. Don't. You're stupid when you're angry. You push is done. And to realize, whatever you said, cancel out. Tell everybody around you, I'm dumb. When I'm angry, I'm an absolute shaitan. You see a loony, you get angry. When a loony says something, when I'm angry, I'm a loony. The first is, that's the nature of anger. And one of the kinyan of the Torah is to be erech hafayim, slow to anger. Belev tayv, with a good heart. Belev tayv, with a good heart. The lathe, there's different pollution for the lathe. The lathe actually means, that many rayas, the lathe means the brain. The lathe doesn't really mean the heart. There many rayas, it says, there's a psuk in the lathe, Hashem comes chachma, chol chachme lathe. It's called chachme lathe. There are many psuk in that the lathe refers to the brain. It says, mikol mishmas mitzar livech, and then it comes to eschayim, and the first one learned the lathe, there refers to the brain. Why, the reason Rabbi Dimel explains, so why is the brain called? Why is the brain called the heart? Call it the mayach. Why is it called the heart? So he explains that in Yiddishkeit, the brain always is attached to the heart. We don't just think about it philosophically and without attaching to the heart. It has to be attached. The brain, you have to have emotions for what you believe. Our beliefs are not dry and just, you know, dry, and this is what we hold. That's pshat in the lathe. The brain is called the lathe. That has to be attached to what we hold and what our feelings are. Our hergeshim has to be the passion, our shittes. That's lathe type. The amur is chachamim, trusting in the chachamim. I'm moving fast, guys. I just want to, it's 15 minutes, I would like to finish one of them chazvarim. We'll see. But kabbalah yisurim, accepting yisurim. Now, here is a crucial thing. Every single person in the world needs yisurim. Every one of us of Isai needs Yisurim. Bar none. Yisurim amam rikaguf. Yisurim, pains, purify the person. It's mam rikavinus. It cleans. We all have chatoim. And sadat birth shayasa toivlo yechta. And we all need Yisurim. We need to be mam rikaguf. We need to purify our souls. So we all need Yisurim. Yisurim save us from the yom adin. Without Yisurim, we'll be lost. After 120, we'll be lost for Gamma. We need Yisurim, desperate. We're desperate for Yisurim. So what? Every single person, tonight, the Kabbalah Satayra, is to accept upon himself Yisurim. So what Yisurim? You know what Yisurim is, Rabbi Say? And the Nefesh, the Ruach Hayim, the Chaim Balazs says this. If a guy insults you, if your wife says a lie to you, you feel badly, you feel hurt, and you're able not to say something back, your gate, that counts as Yisurim. It purifies you. But that counts as Yisurim. That's Kabbalah's Yisurim. It's mamrik your goof. You get a limhaba for it. That's Yisurim. If you did something wrong to somebody, to a friend, to a spouse, to a parent, and you're able to ask mechila, and you're able to push a change, that's Yisurim also. It's Yisurim. It's difficult. If a person has difficulty sitting and learning, there's no Yisurim greater than a guy who's hard to sit and learn. He'd rather schmooze. It's so hard. His learning skills aren't great. It's so difficult just to sit here. I'd rather run around. It's Yisurim. He saves himself. Who knows? He saved the amputation of his arm. He doesn't know the things he saved himself. He should never know. Rahman Lutzlan. No, it counts as Yisurim. He saves himself from shreklich of pains. He doesn't know, he was sitting and learning and it was difficult and he sat the 4 hour seder. He doesn't know that one of his sons was supposed to be nifter young, he just saved his son's life. Kabbalah's Yisurim. It counts, and it's one of Tanayim for Torah. The Memchas Kinyan, to be willing to accept Yisurim on yourself. It doesn't come easy. You're doing, most people do chesed, they get all angry. Yeah, they took advantage of me, they made me do this and that, and they get all upset. Shite about this. Stupid person, I'm sorry to say so strong. You just saved yourself. If you accept the Yisurim, you would have just said the Seder and done the Chesed happily. You would have saved yourself from Yisurim. You did the Chesed like a grump and you complained you weren't Mekabel Yisurim, so now you need other Yisurim. Achmar Litzlan. Kabbalah Yisurim. You could have just saved yourself, who knows, from poverty maybe. I don't know what Yisurim. Kabbalah Yisurim. The one thing is to accept it with a smile. With a positive attitude, Kabbalah Yisurim. Do the chesed with the simcha. People in their life, whenever they do something, there's a little friction. If they're learning and it's hard, the guy's all upset and he doesn't do it. If the guy does a chesed and it's a little difficult, the guy's all grumpy, this one took advantage of me, this one did this to me, and he's all fatayna. Anything in life is a little hard. His wife says a line to him, she danced for joy when she says a line to you. That's harsh. Nobody should think, I don't have any lashon in my life. I don't have such experience. And that's what's easy for me to say. I don't. But a chaver says a line, Kabbalah Yisurim, the Council of Yisurim, the Chidah writes that somebody who's insulted doesn't answer back, it counts as 100 tanesim. It purifies the body more than 100 fasts. The Chidah knows what's going on. Father Shemaya. He says it purifies. That's what he says. Like matzasim leguf tay velashtika. I didn't find anything that's good for the body like being quiet. Zafta bar tenura, like being quiet when somebody insults you. It's good for your body. You saved your arm. You would have had to lose an arm, Achmar Litzlan. You would have had to get a machla. Who knows? Achmar Litzlan leilein leilein. Kabbalah Yisurim. Just accept it. Okay. He said people are human. Give the guy a hug and a kiss. Thank him. He just saved. He saved my right arm. Thank you. Thank the guy. He saved your right arm. Learn Kabbalah Yisurim. Just accept it. Accept the Yisurim. Accept the Yisurim that we want to accept. That we want to be mine. Rahman al-Islam, we shouldn't need it. We don't want the Gehenna. We don't want other Yisurim. The Yisurim we want, it's a hard, difficult Savior. It's hot. The first, it's summer. And it's a Friday. But this is Yisurim. You're sitting listening to me, Darshan, for an hour on a Friday. Accept the Yisurim with a Simcha. Because you should know it's manrik yavinus. It purifies sins. It purifies the person. It's manrik. It comes out of pure person. Very, very important for the memches kinyanim of Torah. Don't fetch every time a ches is a little difficult. Don't fetch. Don't inside fetch and outside. Be happy. You're created for that. And it purifies you, makes you a better person. You just erase 10 hours of TV. You scraped out on a shamasi scrubbing. You ever take a pot? I have one pot. We have a, what's that called? We have a very huge chalum pot. What's a crack pot? A huge crack pot. One, it's murderous to clean. I always think my neshama must be that way. There's one perfect scraping. You have to cut. I have to take a knife. Wash it so, but we don't usually use it because of this. I have to take a knife. I'd rather eat a little less chalum than not. You have to take a knife and like cut off the slit. Doesn't wash out. Well, that's an neshama. It's not so easy to clean the neshama. Just scrape and cut. Yisurim amam with the neshama. If somebody says a line to you, you just scraped out a curse word you once said, Rahman Litzlan. You scraped out a TV show, something, a bad thing you saw, you scraped it out. Accept it. You do a chesed, it's not so easy. You just scraped out a chet. Accept it, but just do besimcha. Don't complain, don't groan. Kabbalah Yisurim. Hamakris Mikoimai, one who recognizes his place. There are many pshatim, I'm just trying to rush a little here. There are many pshatim, this is the many kuzpah. The pshat I like always, Hamakris Mikoimai is the pshat that people who are hackers always running here, running there, running around. Somebody who recognizes his place, he's in one place for more than 3 minutes. He's Makris Mikoimai, recognizes his place. You can't be kind of terrified for a guy running around. Bakri asked me about taking a certain job. I told him not to take it. It's too much hack. One key, I come and get an appointment. It sounds always, people think it's exciting. You know, if you want to get a business, you can fly here, fly there, fly down time. You're kind of tired by Marcus McClellan being in one place. You don't have to run here, run there. People have vacations. I never understood why, if you have vacation, you stay at home and enjoy. You have a good day. You have to run here, run there, as if it's exciting. Like, you're going to go to Florida. You have an orphan to go here. To go to, I never understood what's in Florida that's not here. I don't know, there's something different there, the water is better there. Friends don't run here. I'm not going to recognize your place. There's one place, Gevaldik here. You're not going to run anywhere. There's no... There's nothing better. The line from that I love from the Yidden Eretz Yisrael, from Rabbi St. Clair. He's been sitting now 15 years in Kollel learning about Smad. He's about Tshuva. And he said, before he was from... I don't know if I went to speech from Yerkes, but he spoke before he was from, and he said, he was once very depressed. So he took his credit card and he traveled the world. And nothing else, his clothing and his credit card. He traveled the world looking for happiness. And he said that he discovered an amazing thing. He's an English fellow, and he said, I don't do accents well, but as you'll do it for you later, maybe. He said, wherever you go, there you are. That was his line. Wherever you go, there you are. Not first in the kindness, stay in one place. You're not going to run here and there. It's always... In English is an expression, the grass is greener. Yeah. Hamakas Mikhail, we want to recognize his place. Hasamech Bechelchay, one who's happy with his chelak. Now this avada goes in Gashmias. To be kind of touch, to be happy with what you have. But I always like saying over the Ruach Chaim, yeah, I won't be Meir. Sameach Bechelchay in Ruchnias too. That in Ruchnias too, Sameach Bechelchay, learn what's in front of you. People always get overwhelmed. There's a big Torah, there's so much to know. I'll read you the Ruach Chaim quickly, and not the Meir Chanet. But the Ruach Chaim says, "Ein al yotz la'ashir." He doesn't jump to become rich. V'gam ein al ha'ilich b'gdulas b'limudei. In his learning, he doesn't go with greatness. Rak loymed ma'at ma'at ha'tzibakim. He learns little by little through tzibakim, and he doesn't try to know a lot at once. And through this, he forgets everything. The first thing he learns what's in front of him. Don't have chalish sameach b'chalkei ruchnius. The people the Yetzirah gets them, you know so little, what are you accomplishing, you ready to move on. Appreciate, you read a Rashi, it's worth it to come, the whole Zman, you read a Rashi. Appreciate, Sameach Bechelchay, and Ruchni is true, and Ruchni is true. The Brazil is going to stun me, it doesn't stun you, if I care, it's going to add to your growth. The guy who's not Sameach Bechelchay leaves learning. He wants out. The person in Ruchni is also to appreciate what you have. Avadi wants more, but what I have, I appreciate. I'm not if I don't appreciate what I have, there's no start to growth. Sameach Bechelchay, and Ruchnius. Vaisa Siyag L'dvarav, somebody who makes Gedarim to his words. Again, many Pshatim, I would like to offer the following Pshat in learning. That people in learning could say anything. They could say anything. There's no rules to what they say. It's dishonest. It's true in Chumash, it's true in Musar, it's true in Gemara. They could just say anything. It's dishonest. Somebody was telling me, I'm not being nomadic, somebody was telling me that Rashid and Eretz Yisrael, and the Vadid is godless there. You can ask him any kasha, and I'll say, five people, there's five different kasha, and I'll say a shtickle Torah to him, it's all five kasha, one shtickle Torah. I got nervous when I heard that. To me, that, oh, so he's not honest in learning? Now, I'm not chas v'shalom, the Rashid spirit is honest, and the person, I even misunderstood what the Rashid is doing, I don't know. And it could be there's some shita that all Torah, I don't know. But to be, it's a dangerous thing, Rabbi said. A person has to be honest and Torah. Siyav l'dvarav means there's limitations to your words. You don't just say anything. People in Gemara, just anything goes. You know, all goes. In Machshav is true that way. In Musar is true that way. In everything. There has to be rules. The way to be kind of Torah is siyav l'dvarav. There are limits to your words. You're an honest person. This I say is too extreme. It doesn't make sense. Oysa siyav l'dvarav. That's from the Kinyani Torah. The Einoi Machzik Toiv Latzman, a person who's not Machzik Toiv. Here's first of all, Machzik Toiv Latzman means a body is supposed to be Sameach Bechelchay, but a guy who's stagnant, just be say there, I'm doing well, show him why nafshi. He doesn't have a drive to go further. That's a Einoi Machzik. That's somebody who's Machzik Toiv Latzman. Yeah, I'm doing great. He's Machzik Toiv, but I want to say no, that's not what I want to focus on. Here, most of them I was going with Pashut. That's a little bit of not. It's not Pashut Shah, but it's definitely also Mechadim to this. Any matzah toy latzah means things you accomplish, don't hoard for yourself. Give it out! If you have a mila, don't steal it for yourself. Share. Any matzah toyva, he doesn't hold on to good latzah for himself. Share your milas. If you're good at learning, teach somebody else. If you have a good sense of humor, cheer people up. Any matzah toyva latzah, don't hold the good for yourself. Share it with the public. We learned this week. The ritva, in Yanadiyah, we learned the ritva this week, that the assignment would rather not divide up the nechassim when they're young. They'd rather wait, if a father was nifta and left over 10 kids, so the little kids, the ritva, would rather not divide it up until years later on. Why not? What do they care if you divvy it up now? The halacha still, you could divvy it up against, even though the little kids don't want. Why wouldn't they want? Zaptu etzva, the mazel of the rabbin is better. It's more likely the fields will go up in value if it stays in the hand of 10 than it stays in the hands of 1. Because the mazel of the rabbin is strong, you can tap into everybody's chosim. That's the training mazel of the share your mazels. Hashem will give you better mazels because he knows you'll share them. Rabbi Zinalo says about Avram Avinu, Hashem made him so special because he knew he would give out to the dar, be Makayim the dar. If you share your mindless, Hashem gives you more mindless. Because He'll give you mindless for him. He'll give you mindless for this friend. Hashem knows you're going to give out. So you all, now you have Zchus HaRabim. You have extra Zchus, and Hashem will give you those mindless to share with others. That's a Namasik Toiv Latzman. Yeah. I don't know if I should skip now. I'm assuming I should skip. It looks like we're not going to finish. So we'll just go in order, maybe. Maybe we'll have another time. Okay, we can do it. Ohov. It's on the next Friday. Ohov. The person's Ohov. He's loved. He's a loved person. Yeah. Person has to be an Aisha. A person has to be somebody who people could love. He shouldn't be an annoying person. Person shouldn't do things that get people upset. It should be, oh, they should be beloved. It's attuned to other people. For the members of Varma, a guy can't say, a guy's a masmid, and it's tzaddik. He's not attuned to others in his relationship. You can't be kind of tired, sorry. To be kind of tired, to be loved, what's the mean to be loved? Is you're attuned to other people. This annoys people, don't do it. This makes people upset. To be all means you're attuned. You see somebody does things, he's not attuned to other people. Why isn't he loved? He's not attuned, anybody cares. It's me. He's not attuned to what people care. Oh, he should be loved. He should be loved. Think about Yenim. Think about what bothers Yenim. Think about what annoys Yenim. And stay away from that. I'm old people that people who need desperately a friend. They look around. They're looking for friends. They desperately need friends. The best way to get a friendship is don't go. You have to just think what Yenim is and do for Yenim. You'll get friends that way. Oh, you'll be a loved person. Think what bothers people and just keep away from that. Ayyubas Amakam, he loves Hashem. Ayyubas Abrias, he loves people. Ayyubas Tzakas, he loves righteousness. He loves giving tzaka. Ayyubas Meshonim, he loves straightness. Ziyasha. Ayyubas Atechachas, he loves Musar. This is something that's very lost. I always felt I can never take two types of Rebbeim. I always felt for myself, if I'm going to have a Rebbe, the people in my life, I chose my Rebbeim. Bigger to be what I'm thinking of specifically, that I chose to be a Rebbeim. I felt I can never have a Rebbe who never praises. Out. Can I have a Rebbe? If he can't be big enough to praise, understand the chinuch need of praising, then I can't have a Rebbe. But if he only prays and he doesn't criticize, I can't have a Rebbe either. I have to have a Rebbe who can give me Musa also. Say, Kerush, you were wrong. Then give Musa and buy good fighting Musa. It's important to love Musa. Now it says plural, it doesn't say Taifacha, Taifacha is plural. It means you love getting Muslim, you love giving Muslim. You can't be a person who just feels, it's not to say this, my friend. It's to give Muslim, it's to love giving Muslim to your friend. You would love, if your guy you love, you'd love giving him $1 million. If you stand here and speak Lashna, you give him $10 million. If you love your friend, you should give him Muslim. It's to love giving Muslim and receiving Muslim. In a sweet hyphen, don't be a big lecturer, a big darshan. Oh, get up and darshan, a lecture. Don't have to be a big darshan. Give Muslim, is this a cute way? Give Muslim. Nice piece of musaf, to love musaf, to love receiving. Today's day, Rebbe gives a guy musaf, the guy's turned inside out. The guy's insulted, he's upset. He has 10 mechilas for one musaf, for one piece of musaf, give a guy. Love musaf. Good to get musaf. It's good to get, you'll appreciate it. A guy did you a service, a guy comes up, you have to relish it. It's hard to swallow, but a part of you has to love it. It doesn't say accept musaf. Oh, you love it. A guy comes to you and says, I have to tell you. Tell you, Baruch Shalom, I've been at 4 years, the best that Baruch comes and tells me Ha'ara, speaking, you repeat too much, Baruch Shalom told me, it's tremendous help. I repeat a little less, as you know, a little less, I still repeat a little too much, but not as much. A Baruch gives you advice, the best thing in the world, the best thing in the world, it's gewaldig. Somebody gives you advice in speaking, he says, you should do a little more of this, a little less of that. Not in any area, Bachel will sit down and say, to his Rebbe, Rebbe, the person will appreciate it. But if you're only a critical person, then stay home. Don't criticize. Just criticism is not garnished. I'm talking about your person. You give the compliments and you appreciate also. And then once in a while you have aura, you help the guy. You sit down a friend. You want to point something out to the chaver. He should give you a hug for it. Only if the guy you praised him yesterday and the day before. I don't want to hear if you're just a give, just a, then it's not a chach, you're just a critic. That's what nobody hears. It's not the love, receiving musr and giving musr. Misrachik min hakavod, and we're out of time.